The SciShow Season 20, Episode 63. That's right. Another day. It's a bright sunny day. For those of you that are on the fucking video shit, as far as like statistics goes, we get equal, I would say equal viewership on the videos than we do on the audio. I try to offer it, there's a old just kind of like a way of doing things, it shouldn't be like a this or that. It should be this and that. That's a good thing when you're doing these things, offer it, because some people ain't really trying to look at this fucking face, bro. I got the face of a fucking, what did they used to call me? And then they'd be like, bro, you don't look like him. Maybe when I was a little thinner, I look like the dude from a Karate Kid, bro. Which is funny. I think maybe like the Ralph Macchio, okay? And I always used to say Ralph Maraschino. Like the maraschino cherry and shit. Yeah, they used to say, yo, you look like Ralph Macchio and shit, but not really anymore. Looking more like fucking Humpty Dumpty and shit. More looking like fucking like Pyle from the Full Metal Jacket, bro. Now that Stanley Kubrick, bro. Oh yeah. That's one of them ones. That's one of the classic movies ever. Joker and shit. Pyle. When we talk about political parties and growing up, conservatives, and, we was all, me personally, bro, I was always around that shit. My dad was a war movie buff. My dad was in the Air Force, he was a war movie buff. So I got like firsthand experience with all these fucking war movies and shit. Saving Private Ryan, I remember watching that shit in the fucking theater. 100%. It was a great movie, We don't see Tom Sizemore anymore. Tom Sizemore was up in that, and people just like end up, turning into things that we don't even recognize anymore. Like the guy from the alcohol will get you, bro. The alcohol will get you. I don't drink alcohol anymore. And then people always ask me that. They say, what exactly does that mean? You don't drink alcohol. I just don't do it, bro. I don't do it. I'm not like one of these fucking, the angry drunk, the cocaine addict, the cokehead, coke rager. No, I'm not really like that. It's just I do stupid shit. Name one stupid thing that you did. Get into a vehicle and fucking drive. I told you guys about this, bro. I told you guys about this situation. And there needs to be more understanding from the fucking people who watch the SciShow on a day-to-day basis. But yeah, Full Metal Jacket was definitely one of the classic movies. Fucking, what was his name in it? The dude who played Joker? I should know it, because I'm supposed to be the movie Biff. I'm supposed to be the guy that knows actor names. Actress names, not all movies, just movies I'm into. That was one of the movies I was into. The girl was like, I give you everything you want. He's like, everything? Everything you want. They was up in the Vietnams and shit. Not to mix it with another movie where Bubba from Forrest Gump, Bubba from Forrest Gump was like, there's a lot of shrimp in these Vietnam waters. A common conversation that happens in right-wing red pill circles is how much of a simp Forrest Gump was. That's right, bro. That bitch was fucking doing everything around. She was fucking everything. She was fucking the Black Panther dude. She was fucking the white, she was fucking, being a sleaze, a hooah. as my Italians say. Forrest Gump was definitely a simp. Man. And then she goes back to him when she's ready to fucking die. It's like, what are you doing? He should have kicked her out right then and there. She went back to him when he was ready to, when she was ready to die. She's like, oh, I'm about to die now, so I can go back to the guy who's gonna take me back. Cause this motherfucker takes me back whenever the fuck. Such an interesting move. Such an interesting movie. Such an interesting movie. That's right. Sly Show season 20, episode 63. It is Tuesday, rocking with my Uzi. How's everybody doing, bro? Is everybody having a great day? Senator, the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, says that he is not resigning. Are you trying to tell me that a politician is telling you he's not willing to give up power? Wow, this is a shocker to fucking me. Yeah, you know, the Mike Johnson thing has been a fucking fail from the moment it began. And I was here doing my Sly Show thing. That's right, every day. You guys, do you guys like what I do here? Do you guys appreciate what I do? Do you understand where I'm coming from when I... Bro, because I'm not... You know, like I told you yesterday, is, you know, like, my whole thing about politics is, like, you know, on basic issues, like gun control or, you know, sex, same-sex marriage, you know, these are basic issues. You know, transgenderism, you know, these are basic issues. Is transgenderism a fucking real thing? No. J.K. Rowling says that there is no such thing as transgenders. It's just men trying, pretending to be women. She's the one that did all the Harry Potter books. She's the one that, I think it was in the UK or one of these European countries. You know, they want to re-educate her. Whoa. J.K. Rowling. They want to re-educate her. Isn't that funny, bro? When we don't agree with what you're saying, when we don't agree with your stances, when we strongly disagree with your stances, we need to re-educate her. She needs to be re-educated. You mean like what they do at college campuses from, you know, San Francisco to New York? Yes. You know, there was a viral video that came out over the weekend, and it shows Roseanne talking to, what's his name? The fuck is his name? I'm in the mood today to use the F word for some reason. And then someone who watches the Sly Show, they'd be like, bro, you're in the mood to use the F word every fucking day, bro. Jim Brewer. Okay, Jim Brewer, you know, former Saturday Night Live. You know, I would consider him someone who is comes from a common sense place politically. You know, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. Anyway, so there was this clip where, you know, where Jim Brewer is talking about... he's talking about Chappelle. And, you know, when the whole thing happened where, you know, he turned down the $50 million and this and that. And, you know, it was like a very good clip. You know, that's the thing about these clips. And this is why, like, I kind of, like, don't like clips. Is because you don't get the full context. You know, I can clip something where it's like, oh, I'm clipping this little fucking 1 minute, but you didn't get the before, you're not getting the after. Which is really why I don't like clips. You know, I really am a big proponent on long-form content. Like, Joe Rogan's podcast, 3 hours long. You know, sitting there for fucking, you know, and it really comes from my DJ shit, bro. You know, I'm a disc jockey, bro. Hi, everybody, it's Casey Kasem, and we have the top 50 songs that are popular out there, everybody. No, you know, like with DJ sets, you know, DJ sets are like 60, you know, like you do a whole DJ set, 60 minutes, you know, there's no clips, you know, there's a certain science and there's a certain like enjoyment one gets when they can fucking consume like a long form content, because that's really, you know, these clips are just like social media, like, ooh, let's just like get their attention real quick and hopefully they fucking check out the show, you know. Anyways, before this whole Jim Brewer spill about Chappelle, you know, Roseanne went in on this little fucking rant about Chappelle using, you know, criticizing Jewish people. And that wasn't in the clip, obviously. You know. No. 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 But that wasn't in the clip. But, you know, she had said that, you know, she's like, I want to talk to Chappelle. I need to reconfigure him. What? Because, you know, Chappelle is one of these people who is basically, he's been told by Jewish people and executives, you know, in the entertainment business, you know, that, you know, for whatever reason, you know, the $50 million that he walked away from, you know, I mean, we talk about the executives over at Comedy Central, you know, these things have been well documented as far as Chappelle. You know, a lot of people thought he was, cloned, you know, a lot of people thought he was, you know, a lot of crazy shit. You know, that's the thing about black comedians is, you know, they get thrown into these rituals. You know, the wearing the dress rituals. You know, black comedians, you know, all of black comedians. Why is it that every black comedian has done it? It's because the Jewish master who runs the studios, they get their dick hard off of it. And, you know, this goes back to what we've talked about as far as Jewish supremacy, Jews running the, you know, is, you know, there's too many fucking people. You know what it is there's just too many bitches out there, bro. There's too many bitches out there that will fucking are too afraid for whatever reason to talk about it. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. Because, you know, the fact is there is what is and there is what is not. And, yeah, that was definitely a ritual. So, you know, I could understand why Chappelle feels the way he does for Jewish people. You know, he's made comments about Jews. And you know, people don't like that. People who are Jews don't like that. You know, the fact is these people are fucking evil, bro. These people are anti-Jesus Christ. They're anti-fucking American. And they just want power back to their fucking land. And I don't need to fucking, like, feel bad for saying these things. I don't need to fucking hold my tongue. I don't need to fucking self-censor myself when I'm talking about these people. These people are fucked. And then, you know, people will come to me and they say, oh, well, my parents, too. They, you know, because my parents have, like, Jew friends and shit. And they'd be like, so, what? Like, what is, like, what's going on here? What do you mean, what's going on here? I'm not, bro, I don't just like talk about a group of people because I want to be hateful. No, this shit's real, bro. This shit's real. These motherfuckers try to dictate fucking society. And you know what? I really don't give a fuck. Because who's going to tell me I can't talk about something? Who's going to tell me I need to censor myself? No, fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that shit. If you guys want to continue to believe false narratives that the mainstream Jewish-ran media is giving you, that's on you. But you know what? Me? I'm a very authentic person. I'm original. I'm authentic. And I'm not going to sit around and fucking believe false narratives. You fucks. So Roseanne said that she wants to reconfigure Dave Chappelle because he speaks out on Jewish people. Fuck Roseanne, bro. Anyone who's fucking doing this shit is, bro, fuck them all, bro. Fuck them all. You know what's funny about Roseanne, too, is like, you know, I appreciate that she, I guess, is like on the opposite end of the establishment. You know, I mean, she dick rides Trump, like, to the max. You know, she, and you know, I mean, it is what it is, bro. I mean, these people are going to fucking do the, you know, surface level voters will do that type of shit. You know, but it wasn't until, maybe I wasn't, you know, I mean, maybe I wasn't really paying attention to Roseanne, you know, like that. But I really don't really remember her, like, really talking about being a Jew, until she got fucking axed out the fucking industry. And you know what's funny about it is that's who removed her. Okay, when she made the joke about the Planet of the Apes, I forget what it was. It was something stupid. It was something very stupid. You know, it was like a tweet. It was like, bro, we're getting fired over tweets and shit, you know. It was something stupid, and that's like around the time when I started hearing her like really talk about being Jewish, you know. And not only that, like, she's believed, obviously, because I think she's a Republican or someone like that, you know. Obviously, she believes the Hamas narrative, the October 7th narrative, and you know, she's just continuing the shit, you know. So it's weird. It's quite weird, you know. So that was interesting. Jim Brewer and shit. Yeah, he's made some comments that I definitely agree with. Some common sense comments. See, that's the political party that we need to. I say that jokingly, by the way. I don't want to start a political party. I don't even fucking like political parties because I think they're all fucking stupid. I think it's a lot of groupthink bullshit. You know, when we talk about normies in politics, and, you know, I mean, this is like something that goes way beyond politics. You know, I mean, when we talk about, you know, the abortion topic, and Republicans should really stop talking about abortion because they're just sinking themselves, bro. They're just sinking themselves more and more because obviously they don't want to stand with the values. Obviously, they want to bend their knee. Obviously, they want to be controlled by the popular narrative of abortion. Oh, it's so dangerous. So obviously, they're not going to fucking be legitimate in their stance. So they should just stop talking about it. You know, it's funny when you hear, like, Trump talk about it, and he talks about the exceptions with rape and incest and all that, and it's funny, the commenters, because when we talk about normies and shit, and we talk about people who just follow, like, what they hear or what's popular, you know, this goes way beyond politics, and this is just the way people are. This is the way people have been conditioned. And you know, I mean, the people who, you know, you have to take time to, like, really research shit. Now, you know, the abortion shit, that's, like, that's just, like, so simple to me. You know, that's a simple one. You know, the Israel thing is a little more, like, you know, that's a little more, in depth. You know, as far as, like, that whole situation. Because then you start bringing in the Holy Bible. And there's, like, all these other, like, things that are in the play. But, you know, the abortion shit, it's like, yo. I literally saw a dude that was like, yo, man, I was pro-life until, you know, rape and incest were, like, involved in it. Man, I'm not cool with that. You know, it's the things that people say in the midst of, like, standing with Trump. You know, I was cool with abortion until Trump told me not to be cool with abortion. That's what they sound like, bro. 100%. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. But when we look at normieism and we look at groupthink, and we look at, you know, this goes back to, like, when people or children are like really young, and people are taught, you know, to be associated with certain things and certain viewpoints, and that's what we talk about. You know, we've been divided at birth. We was divided at birth. You know, people started fucking. You know, I mean, shit. The you know, depending on what you're divided on. Some people are divided by race at birth. Some people are divided by sports teams. What, you don't think parents have indoctrinated children to be, you know, like, radicalized on the sports teams? Yeah, they're divided by that. So, you know, I mean, the thing about it is how do you break away from that? You just have to think for yourself. That's it. And unfortunately, you know, when we look at the Israel topic, there's just not a whole lot of free thinking happening. At least, you know, there isn't. Because if there was, then people would fucking be, you know, they would be responding to Israel in America like they responded with the COVID vax and the COVID masks. It was at that very moment that that boy chose to speak facts. Or what was it? It was like, there's like 160 fucking different languages, and I chose to speak facts. The Slideshow Season 20, Episode 63. How's everybody doing out there, bro? It's a fucking great day in the neighborhood here, bro. The sun is out. Mike Johnson said he's not going to resign. Mike Johnson wants to send foreign aid to where? Where does he want to send foreign aid? He wants to send foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. And they'll probably, like, you know, bundle some other shit. See, that's the way these things work, bro. Is it's not just Israel and Taiwan and Ukraine getting the foreign aid. They're going to, you know, it's all establishment bullshit, bro. You know, I mean, because, you know, they start to fucking talk about that shit, and then they got a bridge. They got an LGBTQ bridge. That's why these politicians are full of shit. And anyone who is a politician, bro, you're the lowest form of scum, bro. That's why these politicians are so fucking fake, bro. They're just all fake. You cannot support politicians and be against political correctness, because at the end of the day, these politicians will get very politically correct where it suits them. And Mike Johnson, you know, like I've said, is he's been the problem since the moment I researched him. I had no idea who he was. You know, they were talking about, okay, so when Kevin McCarthy got fucking vacated from the chair, you know, they were like, okay, Kevin McCarthy's out. Who are the potentials? You know, they had all these names that they were, you know, and so they came across this guy, Mike Johnson, and they said Trump is endorsing him. So he's obviously going to be the guy. He's obviously the great choice. And what did everybody do? Everybody fucking went along with it, because anything that Trump says, people go along with. Because they are in this fucking 5D chess way of thinking, where no matter what he says, that is what it is. And me, being me, I don't really think like that. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I don't give a fuck about Trump. I think if Trump is going to be elected, or should we say selected, then, you know, so be it. But no, I mean, I really don't give a fuck about what anyone he says, you know? I mean, I'm more of an action guy, you know, talk. And that's the problem with a lot of politicians, is what they do is they just talk about what they're doing. You know, when politicians are in the midst of getting elected, it's like, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. No, I really don't give a fuck what you talk about. You know, that's the thing about social media and, you know, this whole new way of, like, communicating with people is the politicians just talk about what the fuck they're doing, what they're going to do, and it's like, what are you doing? You know, because, like, the reality is when we look at, it's like, you got to respect people. Okay, so let me give you a little breakdown here, bro. So out in Sunol, California, which is in the far left Bay Area, it's surrounded by some left-wing areas. You know, they got this guy Ryan Jurgensen, who is part of the school board. Now, it's like one school out there. But, you know, Ryan Jurgensen basically said, you know, to make it neutral, politically neutral, we want to prohibit special interest flags. Now, special interest flags would be like pride flags. Anything that's not a state flag or like a county flag or anything that represents, you know, anything like that. American flag is fine. That's California state flag is fine. You know, and, you know, they, you know, there's a lot of these school boards are ran by liberals, especially in California. Now, the person who is part of the teachers union is Randy Weingartner, and she is obviously far left. So out there in Sunol, you know, they basically, this guy, Ryan Jurgensen, has been in a battle with the people that run that whole situation. And, you know, a bunch of far leftists, and they brought in all these outside, you know, activist groups, the Castro Valley Pride, you know, and they've made a big deal about it. And, you know, I mean, this is what we talk about. You know, when you talk about conservatism, you know, you talk about culture and you talk about winning elections and you talk about all the things that conservatives can do to put a dent in culture, to have things sway the right way. This is what I talk about. Okay? Elections are rigged. Politicians are bought and paid. What do we have to work with as conservatives, as someone who wants to push for traditional conservative values in America, whether it be putting Christ in our life, whether it be, you know, understanding that the transgenderism is mental illness, you know, understanding that all of these virtue signal moves that they're doing, you know, it's all phony, it's all fake, it's all, you know, all that. Is you need to look at conservative wins. Now, I'm not really sure what the update is. I got a source out there in Sunol Glen Unified. I don't know if they've taken down the flag. You know, there's definitely someone who's been giving me a lot of information, and thank you to that person. But you have to look at wins. People worried about presidency, people worried about Senate, people worried about this over here, this election. No. You have to look at actual wins, because anything else is just talk. I salute Ryan Jurgensen. I don't know Ryan Jurgensen. I'm talking like I know him and shit. No, I don't know him, but I salute anyone who is passing legislation, who is making a stance, who is making a mark. He is a historical figure now, this Ryan Jurgensen guy. Because if you look at everything that's going on in the world, liberal, conservative, and you look at all of the conservative wins, there are some out there. Huntington Beach, California bans special interest flags. Huntington Beach, California is very conservative. Marietta is very conservative. Chino Hills, very conservative. These are wins. And you know what? It's hard. It's rough because, you know, when you look at society, everything is liberal. Everything is this one way of thinking about the way people need to go about doing things. And, you know, I mean, they're taking him to court over they're making this Ryan Jurgensen guy pay legal fees now. And it's like, it's ridiculous, bro. I applaud him, though. I applaud everybody that goes against this liberalism. Because when we look at liberalism and we look at the foundation of Marxism, it is destroying America. And yes, the Jews are they're so much like involved in that. Karl Marx. Yes. Do you guys, like, do you guys want, you know, maybe I should just do, like, a fucking, like, a Sean Hannity way of doing, hey, everybody, so the liberals are doing this, and the Democrats are so evil, and no one else is controlling that, it's just them. People want that. People want surface-level shit. Surface-level shit, I was never a surface-level type guy, bro. I'm more of a, let's get to the root of the fucking problem, bro. You guys want to get to the root of the problem? Or do you just want to be surface level? Because if we're going to be surface level, you know, they say red pill. What's red pill? It's making people feel like, you know, the Republican side or the conservative side is actually the right side. And then, you know, and then the liberals are just evil and they don't care about Democrats are evil. And that's surface level. Okay. Now, if you want to go deeper than that, if you want to understand who's really controlling the fucking narratives, then you listen to the slideshow or you watch the slideshow. As I've said, it's pretty much an equal fucking situation for me. Yeah. We're coughing up lungs over here. That, bro, that takes me back to my fucking cigarette smoking days. Definitely had like some urges recently. Didn't go through with them. Been running miles, bro. In the gym. Yeah, that's how you gotta do it, bro. Slideshow season 20, episode 63. It's a beautiful day in the Bay Area, man. The far left Bay Area. You know, you got all these fucking protests and shit, you know, people are fucking, you know, I mean, the ceasefire thing, you know, I mean, okay, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, who knows what's on the rise, though, you know, we don't know, we can only think, we can only wonder what's going to happen. Is anything going to come of this foreign aid and anything going to come of this Israel thing? You know, I don't personally think there will be a draft. The way people feel like there will be a draft, I just don't think there will be. Feminists can remain in the kitchen, even though feminists don't go in the kitchen because they're feminists. And they fucking eat fucking, you know, like fucking, like McDonald's on a daily basis. Slideshow season 20, episode 63. We're here chilling, man. It's a great day in the neighborhood, bro. Yes, sir. And, you know, as always, there's people walking around this automobile, and they're like, who knows what the fuck they're talking about? You know, it's women. Yes. They're in the location where I'm at, you know, there's offices, buildings, and shit like that. And, you know, they do those fucking, you know, those walks. And every, bro, you know what's funny about it is, you know, every once in a while, I'll, you know, the whole, like, work husband and work wife. Oh, man, that is a ugly one. Whoa. Some people probably take that shit fucking real. That shit probably gets real with certain people out there. Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, yeah, you know. I mean, you know, you don't know. You know, you don't know, man. People are fucking silly, bro. People are fucking silly. That, bro, and that's a real thing, too. Yeah, man. What, you think you married and shit? You don't think your girl is at her job taking walks with some random dude in fucking finance? And he's fucking, you know, he's fucking the shit out of her brain. He's being the white knight. What's a white knight? It's like the dude who fucking, you know, like tell, you know, says things to the woman to make her feel, I know, you know, it's a fucking situation, bro. And these are the things that we missed in COVID. You know, they got people fucking at the fucking, you know, work from home. Nah, fuck that shit. We need people back in the office 5 days a fucking week, bitch. 5 days a fucking week. These work from home types. Nah, people coming up with reasonings like, no, I can't do it because, you know, this and that. No, fuck that shit, bro. You get the fuck out. Get in where with the people, bro. People need to be amongst people. Yeah, man. People are so fucking, like, antisocial and, you know, and they come up with all these fucking excuses. There ain't no excuse. Kind of like the work from home is kind of like the transgenderism argument, bro. You know, like we was living all these years doing it one way, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's this thing called COVID, and then all of a sudden, oh no, I need to be like remote. I'm like, you know, there's people who don't even fucking go into work. There's people who fucking just be at home. They got fucking the TV on. They ain't showered for fucking days. And they're talking to fucking Japan. Yo, we got Japan on the line right now. And they're all up in their fucking outfits that they go to fucking bed in. Silk ass pajamas. Yeah, that's how it is. Oh man, we stepping on toes. We stepping on toes today. But might as well, bro. When models wild, it's another day on the Slaw Show, and this motherfucker's stepping on toes. He's got people out there that's like, yo, bro, yo, I like my work from home situation. I'm sure you do, bro. I'm sure you do. But for someone who isn't in that situation like myself, I'm allowed to fucking say that shit, bro. I'm allowed to say that shit. You never know, bro. You never know what's going to happen on the Slaw Show, bro. What else? What the fuck else is going on in the world? Got some water right here. It was just there, bro. I mean, shit, it's been there for a few days. You know what? It doesn't mean it went bad. It didn't expire. It didn't expire, bro. Yeah, I mean, yeah, just bro. I'm telling you, bro. This politics is like, it's so fucking like annoying to talk about. Like, let's talk about something else. I know. Let's talk about fucking bitches working it from home. Yeah. You've been, you know, the thing about society is, you know, it's these things are lazy, bro. These things are like ridiculous. Not just the work from home, but, you know, a lot of things that people have conditioned, bro. I mean, you know, with the children, you know, playing inside, you know, on the devices, yo, let's get past all this. You know, let's get past all this. Because everything is a psyop, bro. Yes, there's, if you don't think that there's puppet masters, and they're Jewish, by the way, but, you know, the puppet masters are definitely Jewish. You know, if you don't think there's some evil geniuses, like, you know, in the fucking lab coats, and they're like, ooh, what can we do to fucking get these people, bro, I'm gonna tell you right now, man, I've seen it on small scales. You know, I mean, because, you know, when we look at the Hollywood devil worshiping, those types of people, that's what I'm talking about, bro. The devil worshipers, bro, they do that. You know, when we talk about the black comedians that are forced to get in dresses. You know, because there's a lot of fucking, like, really weak people out there in the world, man. You know, especially, like, the Hollywood business and shit. Like, the things that they allow... You know, I mean, the things that are allowed, the things that they think that they can pull, you know, and that's the thing about bully culture is like, you know, this is a lot of what happens in society is, you know, people will poke at you, you know, people will poke at you, and a lot of times people won't do shit. You know, that's why bullies are able to do what they do. You know, that's really what happened with COVID. You know, when COVID happened and, you know, you had all these people like Gavin Newsom and Kathy Hochul in New York State, you know, Joe Biden, you know, no one was speaking up for themselves. No one was speaking up for themselves. They just went along with it. And that's why I always continuously say that they will do it again. They did it once, and they will do it again. Hopefully, you know, but you have to punch these people in the face. The way you stop a bully is the bully is like poking at you, and then you punch him in the face, and then you just fucking, you know, nothing worse than a bully. Nothing worse than a bully and shit. Yo, fuck that shit, bro. You punch that motherfucker in the face. You know, have that motherfucker's nose bleeding and shit. Reminds me of that movie, fucking First Kid from fucking 90s and shit. You guys remember that fucking movie with Sinbad? And the oldest son from fucking, what was it? What was that show? Home Improvement. You guys remember Home Improvement? 90s and shit. Bro, I think there was like a scene in that where he just ended up like just socking the bully in the fucking nose and shit. And you know, they won't ever fuck with you like that again, bro. They won't ever fuck with you like that again. And that's what people need to do in society is when you got these fucking politicians trying to bully you into shit and trying to fucking, you know, it's crazy, bro. They are controlling people. The media controls people. The narratives control people. And I'm just like the guy who's going to be the guy. If I have to be on the outside, like, look, it's like this, bro. So the Israel shit, you know, these are things that the right support. You know, they're under the impression that Israel is our greatest ally and shit. And I really don't give a fuck, bro. If I have to be an outsider, if I am looked at that way, and I'll lose like, because we lost like 1,000 people, bro. You know, I lost like 1,000 Instagram followers since October 7th. Yeah, lost like 1,000 Instagram followers. But what people need to respect about the Sly Show is I'm not here to give you popular ideas or just go along with something because that's what I did with COVID was, and unfortunately I don't see how people can be on that level with COVID the way they were, and then they're not like that with Israel. It's weird. It's been weird, to be real with you. It's been weird. And shout out to the people who are like based, who are understanding the whole Israel shit and don't believe the news. Because there's a lot of fucking people who fucking like are just like, yo, these motherfuckers, I feel you, Sly. Bro, you're speaking some real shit over here right now. I understand where you're coming from, bro. Fuck these motherfucking Jews. And you know, I guess people are weird. People are definitely fucking weird. The way they are, the way they navigate around things, the way they do things. All right. Sly Show, season 20, episode 63. You guys have a God blessed day. Check you guys on the next one, man. You know, just another day, another dollar, bro. And, you know, we're everywhere, man. You know, anywhere you get your podcasts, you subscribe. You know, go on social media. You know, I'm posting shit posting memes, all that good shit. On a daily basis. All right, you guys have a God bless day, and I'll check you guys on the next one.